Staying at that same court now, the former eThekwini mayor, Zandile Gumede, and her 21 co-accused back in the Durban High Court for pre-trial proceedings today. So a very busy day in the courts in eThekwini today. So Gumede and her co-accused are facing fraud, corruption, money laundering, racketeering charges linked to the Durban solid waste management tender worth 430 million rand. During their previous court appearance in June, the state also added a racketeering charge against them, and this brings the number of charges they're facing to 2,793. So let's get an update on that matter now with Karinda Jagmohan, Newsroom Africa reporter. Karinda, good afternoon to you. Thank you for making time for us today. What's happened in court today?
Good afternoon to you, Mandy. Well, it was a short court appearance compared to what we've previously seen. Essentially today in court, it was supposed to be a pre-trial conference where we saw trial dates set down. But at the last court appearance on the 14th of June, several defense teams had requested further particulars on this case from the state. The state then acceded to this, they responded to this, but at this court appearance, other defense attorneys requested more particulars from the state as well. So at this point, the matter has been postponed to the 29th and the 30th of March, essentially for the both houses or the both parties, the defense and the state, to get their house in order. Particulars need to be sent to each other. This includes details of what evidence will be presented to the court during the trial, among other issues that needs to be ironed out before the trial date. At this point, the state is looking at July of next year for the trial to get underway, but they say in the next few months until the court or this matter resumes in March, it's for both parties to iron out these issues, and then in March confirm that they are ready to get this trial started, or at least to hear oral evidence in July next year.
Now, what has happened outside court today, Karinda? I did see that there were quite a few people there in support of the former mayor, Zandile Gumede.
Yes, about 100 people dressed in ANC regalia. They were standing in, you know, the hot Durban sun for about 2 hours waiting for Zandile Gumede to come out of the court. As she came out, you know, she was greeted by all of them. She raised her hand in support of them before she was very quickly whisked away in her BMW and left quite quickly. And then outside court, a few representatives of the Zandile Gumede supporters, people we have seen in the eThekwini region, essentially some of under the Zuma camp we have seen, addressing some of the supporters before they left. I'm seeing a number of them actually leaving the court premises now. They're also wearing T-shirts that say hashtag hands off Zandile Gumede. They have constantly said that the charges against Gumede are politically motivated. But the NPA has said that they're working on evidence being brought to the state and is presented to the court. And they're really working on data at this point and evidence of communication between Gumede and some of her co-accused. The state alleges that former senior municipal employees used their position of power to influence multi-million rand tenders at the Durban Solid Waste Unit in 2017 to ultimately benefit them financially and politically.
Karinda, thank you so much for that. Karinda Jagmohan, Newsroom Africa reporter, having a look at that court case today. The former eThekwini mayor, Zandile Gumede, her 21 co-accused, they appeared in court today. That matter is now postponed as well. Also looking at a trial date in July. So two very high-profile corruption and fraud cases in Durban today. Appearances there, they really are dealing with technicalities now. Hopefully we will get into the actual meat of those trials in the middle of next year. They have both been rolling on for so long now. As I say so often on this show, the wheels of justice turn, they just turn very, very slowly.